Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is absolutely incredible to be with everybody today. Just got back from a family vacay. Went back down to Texas finally. Got to spend some time with family. But I said, I got to get back. My family's still in Texas. They're still having a good old time. But I was like, nope. I took too long off. I am a workaholic, to say the least. I had to come back and talk some 49ers. And I can understand. We're in the downtime. This is the desert, if you will, because guess what? There's not a lot of news taking place. All the coaches, all the front office, they're at home. But guess what this lets us do? It lets us catch up, and it lets us get to some important breakdowns that we got to get to because, we're going to be covering Austin Watkins Jr. Now, the question could be very easily, man, why are we, going to spend an episode on an undrafted free agent? Like, what's that about? Like, why are we doing that? There's so many more people that we could talk about. Well, listen to this list, okay? These are the undrafted free agents that have had an impact just since Kyle Shanahan has showed up. You ready? It's a long list. Raheem Mostert. Now, we didn't draft him, but he's a, undrafted free agent. Matt Breida, Kendrick Bourne, Jamichael Hasty, Daniel Brunskill, Azeez, Manuel Mosley, Jeff Wilson Jr., K'Juan Williams, Kerry Hyder, Ross Dwelly, Garrett Celek, Nick Mullins. Are you kidding me? That is such a staple, foundational building block that is this team. And whenever you add into the fact that wide receiver 3 spot is the biggest shining red alert button that is possible for this team, I think that this is important. Now, usually the 49ers bring up like 20 to 25 undrafted free agents. This year, 4. 4 undrafted free agents, and that's it this year. And none more important than who we're going to be talking about today. Wide receiver Austin Watkins Jr. out of University Alabama, Birmingham. 6'1", 207, ran a 4.53 40, which is nice for a wide receiver. 76-inch wingspan. We're going to get into all kinds of stuff. We're going to hear from Kyle Shanahan. We're going to be sharing a lot of Patreon film breakdowns, what that looks like. We're going to be going through the scouting report, stats, what he can succeed at and what he can't. All those different things. We got a lot of stuff going on. And do want to give a shout out to the Countdown crew. I absolutely love it, man. Here we are at the end of June, and we got everybody showing up. And that's just a testament to you guys. I love this podcast. This is awesome because of you guys. This is awesome. Thank you, Barack O'Dyer. He says, anyone else love John's dynamic Metro music? I think that's what I typed in when building that. Metro music, Barack always, he hits it spot on. Shot J, he says this, welcome back, you sexy beast. I hope you had a good trip. I did appreciate the sexy beast. And yeah, Jeremy, I'm with you. I got off the plane in California and I stopped sweating immediately. The moment I landed in Dallas to the moment I left and every point in between, nothing but sweat, man. I love this place. That is California. So let's jump to our head coach, because we're going to start the conversation out with him and then we're going to be diving in. And if at any point you have questions, please throw those out there in the chat, however you're watching or listening. And make sure you tag me at John Chapman, just so I could see it, because again, I'm doing this show live and I'm running the board and the clips and all this stuff and the chat. So just help me out if you can. If I ever do miss your question, I apologize. I want to get to everybody, but it's hard juggling all this live. It's just what it is. I need a producer. And shout out to Juan. What's up, man? Faithful from Ecuador. I freaking love it. Juan, welcome, my friend. All right, so here's Kyle Shanahan just talking about the wide receiver group and why they didn't draft one and what the whole thinking was behind that.
Yeah, it's been great to have Jalen back. You know, he came back right when phase two started and he's done a good job in his ACL rehab. He should be ready to go by camp, so hopefully there's no setbacks and stuff like that. But right now he's just working out with Dustin on the side and making sure he continues to rehab and gets ready for his time, which will be training camp. And as far as the whole group, I've been really excited with the group. You know, we just got to see him in person a week ago from yesterday. They came and worked hard on Monday. We got 4 days to really condition them, and I thought the wideouts really worked very hard last week, which allowed us to be somewhat prepared this week, and I think we'll turn it up a lot more with them the following week, because that's usually my biggest concern in OTAs are kind of the wideouts and the people who do most of the running with the soft tissue injuries. So I think they've been getting in real good shape. Looking forward to Debo and Ayuk taking a step forward, and all these guys that we brought here, you know, with Sanu coming back, we had him for a little bit last year, with Travis coming back, I think they've added some stuff to the group.
I think, you know, he started off that clip because it was a compound question. I remember this now whenever we cut that clip. Shout out to Juan Solis, as always, man behind the scenes, does all the work. He's incredible. But the idea was this, man, injuries, who's working, who's not working, why didn't you draft a wide receiver? That was basically the question. And he starts off talking quarterbacks, but then he goes into this. Jalen Hurd. Make no mistakes about this, okay? Jalen Hurd is who this coaching staff front office wants to be the wide receiver three. That's who they want it to be. Now, who will it likely be? Probably Richie James. He's been groomed for the spot. They started him 2 games over Kendrick Bourne last year down the stretch to see if he could earn it. I don't think that he earned it, but so Kendrick Bourne's who they want. Richie James is probably who they're going to get. But the dark horse in this competition, okay, that's going to be Austin Watkins. And so that's what we're going to kind of focus on this whole episode. We'll jump in and out of that. There are a couple other things I wanted to bring up. Shout out to the Patreon members. Do want to say thank you. We have our Zoom hangout this Friday night. We do this once a month. We're going to be doing 2 monthly meetings this week because I had to push it back because of the ski trip. Sorry. I wish I was skiing. Family trip to Texas. So we got 2 Patreon meetups this month. First one's going to be this Friday. And you want to be there for it because here's what's going to happen. Basically, what we're going to be doing, we're going to be arguing, and you're going to be helping me come up with my rankings for the top 25, in order, 49ers of all time. So we're going to be doing that. We're going to have a couple beers with us. We're going to be talking some stuff. We're going to argue through some things. I've got everything prepared. You just got to show up, hang out, and let me know who you think should get this spot over this spot and all that stuff. Man, we're going to be arguing Deion Sanders. Where does he fit on this list? Played 1 year for the 49ers. It was a huge year. But where does he deserve to be and more? That's going to be taking place Friday night. So if you want to join that, head over to patreon.com, type in 49ers Rush Podcast, and you got to join that Jerry Rice tier. You get all access to all the videos I've ever done and our meetups and all that stuff and extra entries into our giveaway, which we're coming to it close to the end of the month. Shout out to the Countdown crew. We're going to have another giveaway coming up soon. And on top of that, I just loaded another... What's it called? Aaron Banks breakdown against Pitt. It was really, really good this morning. So there's another 35-minute breakdown up on Aaron Banks that you can go through and watch that now. So those are up there now. I'm loving this. The comment section's going straight fire today. I'm seeing lots of rainbows and comments on my music. I appreciate that. Thank you, Michael. you are the man. Shot J, he says this. If Jalen Hurd proves healthy... And as talented as we've seen thus far, do you think it's possible Deebo and Hurd could switch back and forth as the wide receiver three? Yeah, in this offense, there's no doubt that everybody plays every position. Really, there's one wide receiver spot that stays on the outside, and that's where Brandon Ayuk's going to be. But the two and three spot, yeah, they're interchangeable because we do a lot of two wide receiver sets and three wide receiver sets, and they kind of move back and forth. So that's not really what you're paying attention to, is snap counts and targets and things like that. And that pecking order set. It's Ayuk one clear. You know, if we're just talking wide receivers, not throwing out George Kittle. Ayuk one clear, Deebo two, very clear set. And then that three spot, they want it to be Hurd, as I said, but we'll have to wait and see. Now, and again, you know, I've been very forthcoming and honest. I had Jalen Hurd wrong. I think I was wrong on this, and I'm fine saying I'm wrong. I had Jalen Hurd ranked one spot ahead of Deebo in my draft rankings that year before the draft. Now, Deebo exceeded any expectation. Health has been a little bit of an issue. But yeah, that's kind of one of the issues that I think is at play there. But no, this is the Brandon Ayuk Deebo show coming to the wide receiver. Now, if somebody could elevate and step into that wide receiver three role, that's a great thing, not a bad thing. So I don't know. Hopefully that answers your question there, Shot J. Chris, he says this. I've seen a lot over the years about how Kittle doesn't score touchdowns. How concerned are you about that? Yaks, yards after all that stuff. Yeah, that's ridiculous. A big issue, and this was an issue back when Kyle Shanahan was in Atlanta with Julio Jones. That just comes from, you know, fantasy football type whatever. Every single person in the world recognizes how big of a deal George Kittle is. Now, he has 14 career touchdowns in 4 years. These are his touchdown numbers started with his rookie year. 2, then 5, then 5, then 2. Well, he played less than half the season, and he was limping around, you know, that time. Not concerned whatsoever. That's not really an issue. And once you get into the goal line there, a lot of those teams' primary responsibility is to take away Kittle because he's so huge. Well, you draft guys like Jalen Hurd, Juwan Jennings, these taller wide receivers to bring in there, and hopefully that's going to kind of, you know, pump forward a lot of that, you know, spreading things out. You got a bigger offensive line now, weighs a lot more. Get added two new pieces to the offensive line in your center, Alex Mack, and then you drafted your right guard in the second round. So, Aaron Banks, yeah, I think things are stepping up. If there's some weaknesses to Kyle Shanahan's game, it's definitely red zone offense. But we have seen it elevate. We have seen it improve over a very short amount of time. And we got to hope that it just keeps going. But yeah, Chris, I'm with you, man. Fantasy football, I love fantasy football. With a passion. I got a little fantasy football update coming up in this episode as well. But you can't let that take away what Kittle has done. Yeah, everybody wants 10 touchdown tight end seasons, but they don't happen very often. Oh, what's up, 49ers First Takes? Appreciate the gift, man. What's up, John? Hope all is good. Keep bringing the filthy. You know it, brother. Really do appreciate it. Thank you so much for the gift. All right, here we go. Let's go into kind of what's going on here and what I want to talk about here. Okay. First off, let's do a video. This is a quick clip here. Who is Austin Watkins Jr.? Let's break it down and what he brings to the 49ers. And there was no doubt who was going to be this year with Austin Watkins Jr., 6'1", 207, University of Alabama, Birmingham. Now, here's the thing that comes out. Hands, physicality, and size. And I picked this play to start. It's against Miami. You see how physical this dude is. He is mean and big enough to back it up. And so whether it's a run play, whether it's a passing play, whether it's whatever, he is a force to be reckoned with. He's a big dude, very, very strong, and he will bow down to nobody. He's the person that will bring it every single play, and you'll see that in this game. Now, so it's interesting as we've gone through this draft class. You know, we've done all the draft picks. We're moving on to undrafted free agent. I won't do one for every undrafted free agent, by the way. I think Austin Watkins has the clearest shot to making this roster. Peterson, the tight end, probably second. But, man, with Austin Watkins Jr., you go Diamador Lenore and Ambry Thomas. All three of them, they're wide receivers and corners, right? They start the games the exact same way. They come out and make a physical statement where they're going to out-physical and out-fight the person they're playing against, and you set the tone. Like, you've got to love that. Oh, what's up, Luke? I see Luke's in here. Luke Luna, what's up, man? Appreciate you jumping in here, buddy. That's awesome. What's up, CG? Ruthless Sports. I was on another podcast, 49er Sickness, earlier during lunch, and CG was with us there, too. This guy's freaking everywhere. Love it, CG. Appreciate it, man. But what the 49ers seem to value is this mentality, bulldog, just go get it, all those things. That's what they're valuing over. And again, this is an undrafted free agent. Keep that in mind. This isn't a first round or second round or third. No. This guy went 7 rounds undrafted. Every single team passed on him. And there's a reason why. You know, his athletic profile is not good at all. Okay. Listen to these numbers and the percentage that he meets or falls in for wide receivers that make it in the NFL. Okay. 6'1". All right. That's 59%. That's above average. 209. 66%, good, above average. After that, it gets really bad, okay? Wingspan, 75-inch arms. That's 34%. He's 6'1", but he's got short arms. He ran a 4.5, 6.40. Okay, that's 29%. Not good, not bad, just whatever. Now, the biggest red flag, and this comes across really, really high, he had a 1.71 10-yard split. Okay, that's the first 10 yards of the 40. His burst off the line. The bottom 1% of NFL receivers. This guy is slow off the line, and it shows on film. And I think that this is probably the biggest reason why he went undrafted. And so I want to show you a clip. And again, for all my audio people, I'm trying to, you go through, this is what you do, right? Whenever you break it down, these prospects. You look at the metrics, you look at the stats, you look at the film, and you try to find similarities, and you try to say, okay, why is this guy undrafted? Well, this is the reason why. And it comes across on everything, whether it's film, stats, analytics, measurables, doesn't matter. The dude can't get off the line of scrimmage. Here you can see him against press, gets the inside release just fine. Usually when you get these bigger wide receivers like Austin Watkins, the press doesn't bother him as much. It's not really the same thing. And you can see he gets right inside this defender with ease. Now, and this is great because the reason why he went undrafted, and this is what people are going to ask, man, why did he go undrafted? If he's so good, why did he go undrafted? He's got a couple red flag traits that bother you. And the worst trait that kind of metrics based came off is his 10-yard split. Very slow off the line of scrimmage. In fact, he had a 1.71 10-yard split. Now, what's that mean? It's in the bottom 1% of NFL wide receivers. So his top end speed's good. He ran a 4.56. There's no issues there from a wide receiver perspective. Very slow off the line. But he wins, and you can kind of see he's got some nuance to his releases, and we'll see that as we go through here. So a lot of teams dropped him off the board when they saw that metric. Again, slow wide receiver off the line, bigger guy. Why do I want to bring that in here? That's why he went undrafted. And, you know, I'm seeing in the comments, CG said, oh, I thought he was 6'3". He was listed 6'3". At his pro day, he came in 6'1 and a half. So maybe, you know, I'm wrong for shorting him that half inch. But, yeah, I mean, people know how tall they are. And they're going to, you know, put that on there to try to, like, pump up their whatever. But that's an issue. Now, yeah, he came in at 6'1 at his own pro day. So you take that for what you want. Now, these are my player comps based 100% just off his athletic profile, not his play style, okay? But just his athletic profile with what we know at 100%, right? Arnez Battle, right, staying with the 49ers, and Benny Fowler. Both, Benny Fowler, who we just brought in. It's very clear that they have a type that they are looking for here. So that's what it is. Now, what does he bring? Hands, physicality, size. Those are the three things that you're like, okay, what can Austin Watkins do for the 49ers? Hands, physicality, and size. That's it. 75% of his catches resulted in a first down or a touchdown. 75%, 3 out of 4. This is a chain mover, possession wide receiver that just gets first downs. Physical throughout his game. Now, he's very stiff, very slow off the line. He only had 2 catches in his entire career that went over 50 yards. Two, not a big play dude. That's not what he brings. He is a possession wide receiver. Now, and I see this in the comments too. Arnaz Battle was an okay wide receiver. Yeah, that's exactly what this guy is. Now, can he excel past that? Man, I hope so. But it's why is he not drafted? Because it's hard to see where he can excel beyond average. Does that make sense? Now, his physicality tells you, okay, there's something here. And he gets compared a lot to Kendrick Bourne. Just because the size, we have a bunch of short receivers, he's the same height to Kendrick Bourne, all those things. Well, this clip I thought was interesting because the whole Watkins and Kendrick Bourne comparison is going to take place. There's no doubt about that. But above that, the physicality, that is one thing he has that KB did not. So not really his game. He's an outside X wide receiver that could play in the slot. Some teams, and you know, you want to look at that Kendrick Bourne role. He's 20 pounds heavier than Kendrick Bourne was as a rookie. KB was an undrafted free agent as well. So we'll have to see. Man, look at the run blocking. Whew, that is a good dang play. He punches. he popped this corner backwards. Watch him just jab this dude. He's a boxer, man. His best metric was his bench press by far. Very strong upper body. His head coach at the University of Alabama, Birmingham, Bill Clark, came out and said, you know, and I want to quote here, quote, he loves to train. He loves the weight room. And it shows, man. Whenever you have that physicality from a wide receiver, it's rare, and it pops on film repeatedly. And again, look who he's playing. That's the University of Miami here. So they're playing up big time.
Did you know that you can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks? You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. And here's what's great. You can get action on sports on more than 30 different states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. On top of that, you got playoff basketball actions on the horizon, and this is the best place to take advantage of all of basketball's postseason actions. Some of these player props: Nikolai Jokic for over 10 rebounds, Anthony Davis more than 2 blocks, Lillard, 4 three-pointers made. You get to pick exactly how you want to use your bets. So, download the app today. Use code 49ers, 49ERS, for a deposit match up to $100. Again, that's promo code 49ers for a first deposit match up to $100 over on Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
If you care about security and convenience, you need Eufy Video Lock. Let's just say you're sitting on the couch and you want to lock the door and you don't want to get up. Got you covered. You're wondering who's visited your house while you're away from home? Done. You want video that's stored on your device without a monthly fee? Eufy Video Lock has everything that you need. On top of that, it's easy to install. You don't have to drill anything. All you need is a Phillips screwdriver. That's it. Keyless entry, fingerprint recognition, no battery anxiety, and they have 24/7 customer support on standby for you whenever you need it. So, if you haven't yet, go to Eufy Video Lock. You can Google it. You can check out the videos and all those things. That is EUFY Video Lock. Or visit eufyofficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your door. That's Eufy Video Lock.
I always get in trouble whenever I talk about Kendrick Bourne. I swear. I love Kendrick Bourne. There were some holes in his game. There's no doubt about that. I hope that he makes all kinds of money and is an all-pro wide receiver for the Patriots, whatever. Like, I want him to do very, very well. I like him. There were some issues. His head was never in the game, and he did not like to run block. He was one of our worst-rated run blockers every single year for the 49ers. Watkins exceeds in that area. He's way more physical. Again, 20 pounds heavier. The dude, they're similar height, but that's about it. After that, that's it. You got to throw it out the window. There's not a lot of similarities there. Now, before we move on with our breakdown, I got something excited for you guys. Who wants an autographed Joe Montana jersey? I know we all do. I'm partnering up with my buddies over at Eat Sleep Fantasy. You can see that in the four around. That's hard to point behind you. That's hard. We found a way to do a free tournament with Fantrax. It doesn't cost anybody anything. 100% free. And all you got to do, I say all you got to do, you got to beat me. Here we go. Here's the details. All right, fantasy football peeps, do we have something for you? Fantrax is putting together a tournament for 49ers Rush Podcast and Eat Sleep Fantasy. We're kind of partnering to put this together. It's completely free. You're going to play in a best ball tournament against me and the staff at Eat Sleep Fantasy. And if you beat any of us, you get a ticket for each one of us that you beat. Now, here's how best ball works. Again, completely free. Doesn't cost you a penny. All you're going to do is you will get a salary, $300, to build your 18-person roster, your quarterbacks, wide receivers, whatever else. Each week, the computer puts your best players in the lineup after the week. So you draft, and you're done for the year. This is easy. No time commitment, no money. This is an awesome way to build the community and to see if you can beat me, which I'm going to be honest with you. I'm pretty good at this stuff, so we'll see what happens. But I'm rooting on you. So head to fantrax.com/ESF, and here's what you win. If you beat me or any of the staff over there, you get a raffle ticket, and listen to this prize list. Autographed Joe Montana jersey, autographed Willie McGinnis, autographed DJ Moore, autographed Keenan Allen jersey, autographed Calvin Ridley, Amari Cooper, all courtesy of our partners over at Fantrax. This is an absolute blast and a win-win. Cost nothing. All you do is go to fantrax.com/ESF or follow the link in this video, and that's it. Set up your account for free, set your lineup, and you're done. We'll keep pace and see track this throughout the year. It'll be a lot of fun. So go over there, check it out, fantrax.com/ESF. If you have any questions, as always, please don't hesitate to reach out. Oh, this is going to be fun. This is going to be fun. Now, we only got 300 spots. I think we already got about 50 to 60 signed up, but I just announced this. They're just announcing it as well. And all you got to do is beat me or any of them, and that gets you a ticket. Again, out of 300, man, there's only 300 people allowed in this tournament. 100% free. It's a lot of fun. I already set my lineup to make it easier on you guys. So if somebody gets hurt on my team, they're not going to be subbed out or whatever. I'm trying to make it easier for y'all because I'm just so much better than everybody. I'm joking, by the way. I'm going to get bottom. I already know it, but that's okay. But go over there and check it out. It is free. Absolutely. Just, again, it's in the description of this video. Now, back to the man of the hour, Austin Watkins Jr. Now, again, back to this mindset of what is it that's going to help him be successful in the NFL? Contested catches. This guy gets no separation, okay? Again, we talked about how slow he is off the line. That's just not what he does. But it doesn't matter if people are all over him. You know, the video, I already got the tile made for the cover of this video. You can't see it yet. I'll upload it afterwards. He's got people draped all over him all the freaking time. That's just what it is. Oh, man. This is awesome. Tommy Huxley, you want to say appreciate the gift. He says John's the GOAT. I appreciate that. That's very kind. And the 49ers Ultimate Report. Back-to-back gifts. Thank you, guys. What's up, man? Very, very glad to be with you guys. Y'all are incredible. Thank you so much for your generosity. Now, his hands are great. Listen to this. He had two drops in the last two seasons. Amazing hands. And he runs the full route tree, which is very rare with bigger guys. I don't think he'd be asked to do that for the 49ers. But his hands are legit. And check this play out, because I already know which play is coming up. It's so easy to see him, this play, exact same thing happening in the NFL level. This is what he brings to the table. Going over the middle to get the ball in his hands. He doesn't drop anything. He's had two drops on 101 targets, some of the best hands in the draft. And because of his physicality and his size, you just got to get the ball in his hands. Now, this one, ball's behind him, turns around, catches it, tried to get upfield a little bit more. They took out his legs. But, man, you could just see he looks the part. And so there's definitely some things that you like about his game. He got a $25,000 signing bonus as an undrafted free agent. So very prioritized for sure. 49ers were not the only team to go after him. Bengals, Ravens, Titans all put offers in on him, and he chose the 49ers. So there's definitely some interest here, and you can kind of see, I mean, look, that's not a good pass over the middle. He's not a guy that's scared of really anything.
Eye concentration's huge. Again, one of the best percentage catch rates across the entire NCAA. He catches everything. His mitts, they're very, very good. Yeah, and again, you know, if we're sticking with this whole comparison between KB, which I don't think they're similar players, KB led the team in drops back-to-back years. There's no doubt concentration drops were always a thing for KB. Now, if it was third down or in the touchdown, he was bringing that in. Now, who would I rather have? Oh, I'd rather have Kendrick Bourne. I think he's a better football player. But there are some areas where Austin Watkins definitely brings more to the table and will be a little bit more consistent. Now, can he have those flashes that KB had? That's going to be the issue, right? That's going to be rough. Now, again, back to his coaching. Again, this is per David Lombardi over at The Athletic. Wrote an awesome piece on this. Talking to UAB head coach Bill Clark, he says, quote, he loves to run routes and catch balls. That's just who he is. And that, man, he went from starter to redshirt, okay? And I want to talk about this because I think this is important. Austin Watkins was a starter, and he asked the coaching staff to redshirt him. Now, why does that make sense? It makes sense because he knew he was far, he wasn't close enough to making the NFL yet. And in the NCAA, you get 4 games. So you can play in 4 games and still be redshirted, which basically gives you a whole nother year of eligibility. He went and addressed the coaching staff and said, hey, you're already the starter. I want to be redshirted. They're like, why? And he told them, I know what I need to do to make it to the NFL, and I'm not there yet. I need that extra year to get to where he is going. That's incredible. Like, to have the foresight and maturity to say, you know what? Put me on the bench. Put me on the bench. Like, how great is that, that he understood what his goals were and was able to step back on that? Man, I'm loving all these people. Melissa, man, we've got a lot of really fun 49ers people in here. Just want to say welcome. I love this community so much. Tommy, Melissa, what's up? 49ers Ultimate Report. This is awesome. CG, Tommy Huxley, this is awesome. A lot of really cool people in here. Just want to say thank you. What's up, Spy Nick? I see you there, man. This is great. This is a lot of fun. Now, back to our guy, and here's the thing. You look at what he did in high school. Let's go back. We always dig deep. That's what we do here. Basketball and football player in high school. But he didn't qualify academically out of high school. So he went to Dodge City Community College, was decent, transferred to UAB. Then once he transferred to UAB, earned a starting job and developed the maturity to say, I'm not ready. Again, I have a... Let me think of a way to phrase this. I'm a high school teacher. I teach seniors. And I bring this up all the time with my kids because there's this mindset, okay? And it's an exception to the rule almost always. Oh, well, it's just high school. Who cares? Once I get to college, then I'm going to turn it on. I'm going to focus on my studies. Do people do that? Yes, they do. But the truest indicator of college GPA is high school GPA. All right, well, what's that mean? Well, here's the deal. If you can do it then, you can do it now. This mindset of, oh, I'll turn the light switch on later on. No. That doesn't happen. But in this case, it did. And I love it. This is the exception. Because he went through high school and was just an athlete. Wasn't even academically qualifying to go to a 4-year school, so he had to go to community college. Got his butt in gear. Earned back eligibility, transferred to UAB, got there and realized, I'm not ready. I love this maturity. I love this maturity. This guy's got a story. And one of the reasons why he was able to do this, listen to his cousins, Sammy Watkins. Yeah, that's Sammy Watkins. Devondre Campbell, Jayron Kearse, Jalen Watkins. He's related to all of these guys that are literally just a few steps ahead of him in the NFL. And so, man, what a fun story of a kid. Didn't even qualify, got his stuff straight, gets a starting job, says no wait, and now here he is. So easy to root for this kid. Who, I say kid, I don't think he's a kid. That's man. Man stuff. This guy's, he's mature, and I love that. So it's pretty fun. You love these types of stories. And you just, I'm pulling for him so hard. I really, really want him to do well. Now,
back to his route nuance. One of the things that separated for him. Now, if the 49ers drafted him in the fifth round or sixth round, everybody would have loved this pick and it would have been their favorite draft pick. But he fell to undrafted free agent. So it lost a little bit of the kind of like, oh, yeah, let's celebrate this guy and whatever, all whatever. Check out this play and pay attention to how he's going to win in the NFL because I think this shows it. This is against Miami now.
Ooh, decent little corner route there.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Go get it, man. He's not a speed shifty guy, but he sets up his route and the defender very well, pressing right at that safety, trying to split him. And then, I mean, gives just a little, again, nuances there. Watch him shift to the outside. Oh, it's a post. Nope, it's a corner route. Contested catch, that's what he brings to the table. He had 8 contested catches. I think they only played 7 games in 2020. Man, gets the touchdown there. It tracks the ball well, goes back, kind of center field mentality. I mean, this ball is underthrown. But when that ball's in the air, I'm coming to get it. And that's kind of what he brings to the table. You know, you look at his 2020 stats, 35 catches, 477 yards, 13.6 yards per catch, and 2 touchdowns. Again, abbreviated season, but you have to remember that. His 2019 numbers were way better in every single aspect. Very nice. He expects to be there. And, man, awesome play for the touchdown there by Austin Watkins Jr. Very, very nice. You expect him to go over the middle, just lay it up. He's going to track that ball and go get it. That's the thing that's special here. I mean, he's on both of his knees, falling away. He's got contact on the back of his jersey and still secures the catch. He's a dog, man. He's going to get the dirty work done. And we need that. We really do need that. Just over the middle, move the chains type of a guy. Now, let's flip it, all right? Let's go to the negative. We already talked about can't get off the line of scrimmage just because he's so slow. Now, the physicality helps him fight through, press man, and all that stuff. I still think he's going to be a slot guy for us. But the second red flag, and this is huge, yards after the catch. He averaged 3 yards after the catch per reception. That's awful. This is not a guy that's going to break tackles. He had 7 broken tackles or missed tackles for us in 2020. That's not what he is. He's a guy that you can throw the ball downfield. His average depth of target, how many air yards till the ball got to him, was over 15. He catches the ball. Yeah, it's not much after that. It's not really what he is. So the physicality's there, but he's not making people miss. He'll fall forward, but that's about it. So that's kind of the rough part with him. Now, he caught 6 of 17 deep balls. That's a pretty good ratio there. 4 screen catches for 24 screen yards. So his college coaches recognized this is not a guy that we have to draw up plays to get the ball in his hands. That's not what he is. But he is a possession, physical, big-bodied wide receiver that can run block like no other. And that fits. That fits the narrative that this team needs. It all makes sense, but again, pump the brakes. This guy, Watkins, isn't stepping in and, like, you know, pushing for snaps early. That's not what he is. If he's going to be the wide receiver number 3, it's not going to be until the end of the season. Now, special teams, that speed's a little bit of concern, but still, he can definitely get out there. I think that's there. Now, let's check this speed, all right? Here we go. This is speed check right here.
Here he is right here on the outside. And he just looks good. Ooh, nice little stop start. Oh, underthrown. He had it here. Whoop. You know, 4.58 40. He's got some speed, but man, look at the separation he created here. That should be a touchdown. That's just a poorly thrown ball. Now, if you look at what he did, 6 receptions on 17 deep passes, over 20 yards passes. This is one of those. 6 of 17. But whatever you see like this, it's bouncing, man. Like, that ain't on him. He got the separation and then some that you wanted for this. It's just a poorly thrown ball, just a bad ball. This should have been a 75-yard touchdown. Maybe the safety could have got there eventually, but nah, he's to the house here. Oh, man, look at him. He knows it, too.
Yeah, I can say watching this that quarterback was rough. It was rough. But, you know, the question Sergio asked this, will his overall strength compensate for his lack of speed off the line? I think it can. The thing that he wins with, and we saw it in that clip there, his routes are good. He runs good routes. Are there people with his body type and lack of speed? Again, 4.5 40 is great. It's not top end speed's good. It's just real slow build up, and then he's a strider once he gets there. That's a back end speed. So his top end speed is good. It just he's the slowest 10-yard split of any wide receiver in the NFL. That should just tell you kind of where he is. But let's look at the scores, okay? Pro Football Focus grades. Let's go to analytics. He had a 75.9 receiving grade. That's average. Not great. Not awful. 2.41 yards per route run. That's pretty good. 0% drop rate. This guy catches everything. 73% contested rate. You want 50% is good. 73% contested rate is elite. That is as good as it gets. And he had a 78 score versus man coverage. Which, again, back to your question, Sergio. And, man, he's doing just fine, right? Like, 78 is a good score. It's above average. And, I went to this game. It was a Miami game. Whenever I was watching it, like, you're playing against top elite competition. If he can do it there, he's going to be just fine. Shotche. Anquan Boldin was slow, but the dude crushed it. I don't think Anquan Boldin's a lot faster. Anquan Boldin run a lot better routes. But, yes, you are correct. There are definitely prototypes out there where it can translate. But he's going to have to be seasoned and step into this. I like him. I think he's going to make the roster. I really, really do. But I'm not quite sure what that looks like, right? Anyway, now before we wrap this up, real quick word from our sponsors, Bet Online. Come make some money. So excited to announce our new sponsor. This is a big one. BetOnline.ag. BetOnline.ag is one of my favorite betting sites, and here's the thing that separates it from everything else. In the offseason, they have so much NFL to bet on. It's an absolute blast. So head over there. Use promo code 49ersRush, all caps, one word, 49ERSRUSH. Again, 49ersRush as your promo code. And what that's going to get you is they're going to match 50% of your first deposit up to $1,000. Now, rollovers apply on the bonus money. If you're not sure how that works, you can check out that out on the site. But you can open an account for as little as $25. Again, please use our promo code, helps the podcast. But you could bet on NFL futures, over win totals for each team. They have the 49ers set at 10 wins currently, by the way. So if you're one of the people that thinks the 49ers are going to get 11 or more wins, go over there and make that bet. There's no reason not to. Coach of the year, rookie of the year, MVP, who makes the playoffs and who doesn't, as well as some of the game of the year spread. So, for example, if you want to bet the 49ers versus Tennessee Titans, that's up on there right now with the spread and all those things. There's so much to bet there. So, we're going to be doing some betting specials here. By the way, I'm taking the over on 49ers getting 10 or more wins. I think they're definitely going to get to 11 wins. So head over there, support the podcast, bet with us, make some money. We did really, really well last year. Again, that's betonline.ag. And make sure you use promo code 49ersRush, all capital, one word, to help support the podcast. All right. Now, again, you know, I mentioned this in one of the videos earlier. The Bengals, Ravens, and Titans all put offers on him. He chose us over them. He chose us. Now, that's important because undrafted free agents got a lot more leeway than seventh-round picks. Seventh-round picks don't get a pick. Undrafted free agents, they get to pick their situation. Bengals, I mean, young quarterback, awesome wide receiver room. Ravens, Lamar Jackson, former MVP, you know, in the playoffs every year. Titans, good Lord, Derrick Henry, like, in the won their division, all that stuff. Like, you are getting, he chose us over a lot of good teams. You'd love to see that. $25,000 signing bonus, $30,000 guaranteed, and there's a lot to like here. Now, his stats aren't the best this year, and I want to show you a reason why. It was really bad quarterback play. I thought this play was funny. I'll share with you guys. He's hitting defenders in the freaking helmet. Look left, bro. Look left. Here we go. Look at that. Guess what happens? Look left. You know, just a deep in sit, basically.
Get some space, all those things. Look at the hands. You understand the situation. Don't let anybody behind you. That's what they're doing. I mean, you can look. I mean, they've got deep covered. Get to the sticks. It's 3rd and 9. Get to the sticks. Runs the route perfectly. Okay, you'd like a little bit more of a break, but that's okay. But the catch with his hands across the middle, in contact, and holding on to the ball, that's a big boy play. That's what you get with Austin Watkins Jr. Big, physical. Man, he's going to make that damn catch every time. I mean, you just see him coming across. I mean, that's hands out. Nice catch. That's what he brings. See it coming across here in the middle again. Try to get a better snap of him getting his hands out. I mean, you could just kind of see getting his hands out. Natural pass catching guy. Big mitts. 9.5 inch hands. Decent arm length. You know, he is a 75 inch wingspan. He's going to go get it. 2 drop passes and 101 targets. Tough, physical, over the middle. And that's what he brings. I wish they had a better quarterback that would get him the ball more. Nice snag. Gets the catch. That's Austin Watkins Jr. I like it. It's fun to see it. You know, whenever I was watching this, it went about a quarter and a half without the quarterback even looking to his left. And it was just pissing me off that I was spending so much time on this video. And quarterback's not even looking to his left. Finally does. He gets a huge first down. Bad quarterback play can jeopardize a wide receiver. There's no doubt about that. But I like Austin Watkins. And I think he's fun. And I think he's going to make this roster. He's got an uphill climb now. He's going to have to, you know, find some ways to step in there. But, man, this is fun. And hopefully you guys enjoyed this. We got a lot of stuff coming up in the short term. As always, the 49ers Rush road trip, man. If you are going to Los Angeles for that Week 18 game, Chicago on Halloween, or Philadelphia, man, head to 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Good Lord. Buy your tickets. Here's what's crazy. We sold out of our hotel in Chicago. We sold them all. I got 30 rooms. We sold them all. I called the hotel ad exec and said, hey, man, any way we get some more of those rooms? And he gave us a few more, not a lot more. So if you are going, you don't even have to do, we're throwing a party the night before, and that's going to be an absolute blast. But I'm just trying to save people money. If you need an awesome hotel right across the street from the stadium in Soldier Field, good Lord. Go to 49ersRushRoadTrip.com, click on Chicago. You'll see the link there. Go there quick because we're selling out of these bad boys. So that's there. Tommy says this. Did Don Burr contact you on a bet of the Detroit game? Yeah, if you guys remember Don Burr, he's our resident troll here. I told him to reach out to me, and we put a wager in on it. He did not, but to be fair, probably got sent to spam just knowing who Don Burr is. He's a good dude. I'm just giving him a hard time. But no, he didn't reach out to me. I'm going to hold him to that next time we see him trolling in the thing. So just want to say thank you guys. You are incredible. Please hit that like button and hit subscribe and that notification bell as always. And man, you guys are the best. Really appreciate you. It's great to be back with you guys. And as always, our sign off, stay strong, faithful.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.